This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
Well, the last couple of weeks we were talking about the start of a new year, the need to make resolutions, and how to take an inventory, and we hope everybody's been thinking about those things. And usually this time of year we start off with discussion of the basics of domestic violence.
Right, the cycle of violence, power and control, and so we're going to review that today.
Right, we call it DV 101 because 101 is usually the number they on entry courses in college. So Math 101 would be a basic course in math, so this is DV 101. And people think that an abuser is really just a nasty, evil person, which looking at it from the outside, we might consider that, but there's something else going on at the root of that, isn't there?
Exactly. You know, people tend to want to demonize or make someone into a monster, and there are underlying reasons that someone acts the way they act.
And it's about power and control, and that's the main motivator for everybody to keep in mind. That's the main motivator for an abuser, is he's trying to exert power and control over his victim. That's his primary goal, and how he does that in a number of ways, but violence is just one of many tools that he uses.
Exactly.
And people can, we'll talk about the basics here, the cycle of domestic violence. There are three phases to it, aren't there?
There are. In the beginning, life can be very exciting with an abusive person. If things were violent from the very beginning, you probably wouldn't start off with him in the first place.
Right.
So in the very beginning, everything is wonderful.
He tends to want to sweep the victim off her feet. He's very attentive and whatnot, and gradually worms his way into her life, and then starts this what we call the cycle of violence. And the initial part of it is a kind of a mental aspect of it, a tension, what we call the tension phase, where there's a lot of arguments, maybe blaming, shaming. Just negative psychological things that go on, and that's the start of this cycle.
Mm-hmm. And this is the time that women who've been involved in these relationships for years realize I'm walking on eggshells.
That's right.
It's that phase. You try to keep the kids quiet. You try not to say anything that's wrong, or you try not to burn the dinner. But no matter what you do, ultimately you've done the wrong thing.
Right. And eventually it breaks out into an eruption of some kind of violence. And it can be mild violence, such as pushing and shoving, or it can be really serious stuff, like beating somebody up with a baseball bat.
Yeah, gradually things get worse.
And that's usually when we see the victim, isn't it? Right after one of those.
Right after an eruption, yes. And because we tend to, our shelters are reactionary agencies. Something has happened, and then we have to react. And what people don't realize is what we're talking about right now is prevention. We're trying to prevent some of this from actually happening. But we do see people right after an act of violence has occurred.
And then an interesting thing happens. He becomes very remorseful,
mm-hmm.
and sweet and kind.
And we call that the honeymoon phase. And some people in the field call it the hearts and flowers stage,
right,
where everything is just wonderful again.
And at some point, usually when they're in the shelter, the women will see him in this phase because here's where the power and control is coming in. He's lost control of her. She's out of his life. She's in a shelter, and he wants to gain that back. So how's he going to do it? He's got to be nice to her. He realizes that, so he goes out of his way to be exceptionally nice. And a lot of times women fall for this, really, and go right back into the same old cycle again.
But gradually, the longer you're in these relationships, that hearts and flowers honeymoon phase doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
It just becomes progressively more of the tension phase and the violence phase.
But these eruptions go on, and as time goes on, they get more frequent and more intense. But we'll talk more about this next week. Let's give them some phone numbers in case somebody wants to call us and talk about their specific problems.
Yes. In Yancey County, the crisis line is 682-0056, and someone answers that phone every day, 24 hours a day.
And in Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place. Our 24-hour hotline is 765-4044. I want to thank everyone for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.